Hondo Construction. Call 42. And welcome back. Craig Anderson, The Morning Show on AM 1070 and FM 107.1. Big event coming up later on this afternoon, actually, kind of late in the afternoon at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center. And Alex Epstein will be speaking at this event tonight. And we're going to bring Alex in and talk a little bit about what is going on tonight. And Alex is the author and author of The Moral Case for Fossil Fuels and the founder of the Center for Industrial Progress. And you can find out more. Log on to moralcaseforfossilfuels.com or industrialprogress.com and find out more about that. Alex, good morning.
Hi, great to be here.
You know, Alex, we think pretty fondly of the oil industry out here in West Texas, as you might expect. And the moral case for fossil fuels, you know, a lot of people are telling us that the oil industry is nasty and it's evil and we're doing this, we're doing that, causing earthquakes, polluting water, and we're doing all that kind of thing. But there's a moral case. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so my background is as a philosopher. So when I hear people say that something is good or bad or dirty or clean, what I want to know is by what standard are you measuring those things? And what I've found is that people are measuring energy choices, particularly with fossil fuels and nuclear and hydro. They're measuring that by the standard not of what's really good for human beings, but what impacts nature the least. And so they're obsessed with any kind of change of environment. So they would look, you know, when they're flying in, of course, they're hypocritical if they fly in, because they shouldn't fly in if they're against impacting nature. But they'll see all these oil rigs and they'll say, oh, that's so ugly on the landscape. Whereas from my perspective, I see, wow, this is giving life to so many people, because this is actually fueling agriculture. It's allowing us to build big buildings. It's ultimately allowing us to create infrastructure that heats and cools our homes. This is really good for human life. So the moral case for fossil fuels is all about, let's stop measuring our energy choices by what changes nature the least and start measuring them by what benefits human beings the most.
Well, out here in the Permian Basin, we see those rigs and the pump jacks and everything. We look at those a little bit differently, and we embrace that big time. But your book now, your book is a bestseller, New York Times bestseller. And it's available where?
They can go to moralcaseforfossilfuels.com, but you can just get it on Amazon, which I think is where most people get things. Yeah, I think that people have a sense that there's something fishy with the way that fossil fuels are discussed, and that there just tends to be a bias. One thing I noticed when I started studying energy many years ago is that when we talk about fossil fuels and nuclear, we tend to only talk about negatives. Again, this is in most of the U.S. I come from very little liberal places. And then when we talk about solar and wind, we only talk about positives. And if you have that kind of bias, you're not going to make the right kinds of energy choices. So I think some people are intrigued by the idea that maybe they don't have the full story.
And I know that one of your goals and one thing that you want to do is put that human message out there. And I know one of the goals, too, to teach people who work in the fossil fuel industry to understand the value of what they do and how to communicate all of that. Are there people that work in the oil industry just out there to make money and don't really understand what's going on with it? And therefore, they need to maybe learn a little bit more about the value, because they're producing so many things, and of course there's so many products, byproducts and everything that come from crude.
Well, I think that most people are somewhere in the middle, because you have maybe people who just, that's the best job for them, and they have no positive feeling about it. Some might even think it's negative. I've met that. But even when people are in the industry, even if they know that, say, golf balls are tied to their work, or carpet is tied to their work, or insulation is tied to their work, that's not a full understanding of the value. I think to fully understand the value, you need to understand really the ways in which your industry is creating something superior to what other industries are creating. And you also have to have a really good handle on what are the risks and side effects, because there are, of course, different things that can go wrong. And I think a lot of those are extremely exaggerated. But to know that yourself, you need to actually be very familiar with the facts. So a lot of people have told me, even people at the highest level, even CEOs in Midland have told me that they felt like after reading The Moral Case for Fossil Fuels, they had a much better understanding. So being in the industry doesn't at all guarantee that you have a true understanding of the impact of your work on human life.
It's 18 away from 10 here on AM 1070 and FM 107.1. Alex Epstein with us, a philosopher and the founder for Center for Industrial Progress. Now, your message tonight, you'll be appearing tonight at the Wagner DeWalt Performing Arts Center, and I think doors open around 5:30. The event is free. I think tickets are needed, but they are free. And your tonight, you'll be talking about mainly what? Maybe that's an obvious question or an obvious answer.
Well, it's called An Evening with Alex Epstein, and I'll just talk about the story that about how just a kid from Chevy Chase, Maryland, which is, you know, a very liberal, anti-fossil fuel place, how I became, you know, maybe the biggest champion of fossil fuels in the world, and in particular, what happened to my thinking, how I developed this enthusiasm despite being a total outsider, and also how I became very persuasive about it. And I think I'm hoping that will inspire other people to go through a similar kind of mental journey.
And the event tonight, sponsored by Start the Conversation and the Permian Basin Petroleum Association. We are near and dear to those organizations. And I noticed, too, Alex, you are willing to, and I'm sure you have done this, willing to debate anybody, anytime, on oil and crude and all of that. And I assume then throughout your career you've had some of these debates.
Yeah, if you just search my name, Alex Epstein, and debate, there are probably five of them on YouTube. I've probably done more like 10, but I don't think all of them are there. So there's one I did with a guy named Bill McKibben in 2012, one I did with Sierra Club in 2013. I mean, I should say I'm willing to debate anyone, but these days, because there's so much demand, people just have to put up a venue. So sometimes some crazy person will email me and say, oh, you promised to debate, so like, debate me for, you know, come to Oklahoma and debate me for free. So I don't do that. But in general, I'm trying to debate the highest profile people who supposedly are so bulletproof in their views. But I find that really what's going on is they're not thinking of things in really a clearly pro-human way. And so it's not that hard to show that when you do look at things in a pro-human way, the right conclusion is very different from theirs.
See, now, I like the idea of a pro-human way. Now, I can understand, I maybe don't understand it, but I know that there are others who would not take the view of a pro-human stand. Have you ever had the opportunity to debate somebody as radical as say, Al Gore?
Well, I offered Al Gore $100,000. To debate me, and in fact, there's a conference coming up called Collision, and they asked me if I would do a debate, or they expressed interest in it, and they said, "Hey, who are you interested in?" I said, "Well, Al Gore is actually speaking at your conference. How about you just drag him to a stage?" And they said, "No, it's impossible," and they didn't give any reasons. But you know, his whole perspective is that there is no debate. There's nothing to debate about. And he's talking about passing policies that would, for example, completely destroy this region. So when you're talking about very dramatic policies, there is absolutely more than room to debate, because with any policy, even if the climate issue was anywhere near as big as he thought it was, you would still need to debate the negatives of radical restrictions on fossil fuels. So Al Gore is not a serious thinker at all. He's a demagogue who wants to be a dictator.
Alex Epstein on the radio with us, the founder, Center for Industrial Progress, and we'll be speaking at the Wagner DeWalt tonight. Doors open at 5:30 and the event at 6:30. When somebody wants to debate you on these issues, typically what are the first things that they would bring up to you?
Well, I want to emphasize, it is very, very rare that people want to debate me on the issues. I've really had to work hard to get the debates that I've gotten. So, and I keep stressing this idea of pro-human, because my view is that just so much of the confusion over this issue is we're not clear on the standard by which we're measuring a good choice versus a bad choice, a good source of energy versus a bad source of energy. And once you get really clear and you say, well, I want to do the thing that's best for human flourishing now and in the future, and I'm going to look at it that way, it changes it. So I'll give you an example of how this works. Like, with, you know, we talk about climate change as an issue. You know, fossil fuels cause climate change. But if you're looking at it from a human perspective, you don't think about, do fossil fuels cause climate change or not? You think about, how do fossil fuels affect the livability of the climate? Because our goal is not to have a climate that never changes, which would be impossible anyway. It's to have the most livable climate. And so if you look at it that way, you look at how much, if any, do fossil fuels warm things, but you also look at how much do they make things greener by helping plants. And most of all, you look at how does the energy we get from fossil fuels help make our climate livable by protecting us from the natural climate. I mean, imagine living in Midland without air conditioning, whether there was global warming or not. So if you look at things from a human perspective, what you start to notice is that many of these industries that are demonized have all these positive impacts nobody is paying attention to, and that the negative impacts are extremely exaggerated. So in debate, most of what people are relying on is they're relying on the bias of the audience to not really think about things in a pro-human way. And so they'll just throw out 50 accusations and hope that 5 of them stick, and then expect me to be on the defensive. But since I'm pro-human, I'm on the offensive, because I'm saying, I'm not just saying fossil fuels aren't as bad as you think. I'm saying they're really good. And if you restrict them, then you're really bad, because you're hurting human flourishing.
Alex Epstein, president and founder of Center for Industrial Progress. Alex, we're going to bring in a call for you, if you don't mind. And you're on the air on KWLAM and FM. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Alex, I'm very interested in, you know, the way you think about things like this. And, I mean, I think what you're doing is great. But, I mean, why would you come to Midland, Odessa, Texas? I mean, we're on board. You know, you're speaking to the choir. I mean, we're all for it, you know. Why not go to some place like California or, you know, one of these hardcore, awful liberal, you know, I mean, if it's to educate us so we can help other people, I understand that. But, you know, it seems like you have such a strong point of view and, you know, very, very good opinions about this kind of stuff, that if you went to a different area, you could definitely make a lot more of an impact than if you came to the heart and soul of the oil industry here in the Permian Basin.
All right, probably a fair question. Alex, what about that?
Well, I really appreciate the support, and I think that the questioner indicated in his question what the answer is. So if I were only going to places like Midland, I think that would be a big problem. But if you look up my name on YouTube, I've gone to lots of places. I, in fact, live in California. Most of the last 2 years I've lived in San Francisco, and I've spoken at places like Google. So I'm really eager to speak anywhere that I think I can make an impact. But I think it's really good. So I think of, I can either be turning non-supporters into supporters, which I would try to do at a place like Google, or I can be turning supporters into champions. And in a place like Midland, people are on board in a certain way, but they're not on board in a way where they're making a national news and really telling the story far and wide. And that's what we need. If we need the heart of the fossil fuel industry to be telling its story, to be proud, for everyone to be paying attention to it. And one thing we need, and I'll encourage this today, is we need the leaders of this industry to educate their employees to be champions, but also to use their different kinds of relationships with banks and other high-profile institutions around the country to spread this kind of message. So one thing I tell people is, hey, if you know of any of high-profile groups, if you know any high-profile groups, put me in contact with them, because that's, I agree with the caller, that's where I can really make the biggest difference. Like, if you gave me the option, if it was just one or the other, would I, and all things were equal, generally I would choose to take an audience of non-supporters and try to move them. But in terms of preaching to the choir, I don't think there is a choir yet, so I'm happy to be cultivating one in Midland. And, of course, everyone in Midland doesn't think the same way, so hopefully we'll get some interesting kinds of challenge or at least skepticism tonight.
Alex Epstein, and at your performance, if that's the right word, at your speech, will you be taking comments?
Well, that's a dangerous term, comments, when you speak, because then they can be 20 minutes, but definitely be taking questions and definitely encourage people if they have, they want to say anything challenging, they should go for it. But I think that'll be obvious. I never try to intimidate audiences. I just try to share my way of thinking with them. And any question, as long as it's not too long, is a good question, because it can help us just build our understanding.
Alex, we may be in a bubble out here in West Texas, where we live and all of that sort of thing, but when you get around the rest of the country, Maryland or New York, California, whatever, I suspect that they're probably aware of what happens in Midland, Texas.
No.
They don't? Okay.
That's the short answer. No.
They never heard of it.
Well, I mean, they might have crazy... Yeah, and I was telling people I'm even going to Midland, and even people who are supportive of my message, and they don't know what it is. Because, and you think of it, and you're here, and you know. I mean, this is the heart of a big renaissance. Of course, in the industry, people know. Yeah, but outside, people have no clue. I mean, maybe they remember it from the show Heroes, but I don't think they have no idea what's going on and how that affects their lives. And that's a shame, because they should know that story. And so I think Midland can be a really powerful force. And I think there's a certain obligation to, because this area is benefiting tremendously from hydrocarbon based energy and just from certain kinds of deposits that occur here. And I think I think anyone who's really benefiting from it should be telling the world about why it's good for their own sake, but also for others in the future to be able to do the same thing.
All right, Alex, we got to run. We're out of time. I really appreciate speaking with you. Alex Epstein, president, founder of the Center for Industrial Progress. You got some books out there, and people can find those. For example, The Moral Case for FossilFuels.com. Get on board there and find out all about it. Alex, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. AM 1070 and FM 107.1. Appreciate you being along. Stick around. We'll come back here in a moment. Today in the basin, it'll be about 86.56 right now at Cable AM and FM.
Are your business books CPA ready? Not sure? Give Brim Bookkeeping a call.